Time now for our regular music feature. Today, the golden age of Nigerian boogie.
Hey, man, what is it? It's a brand new wayo.
Who knew there was a golden age of Nigerian boogie? I certainly didn't until we received a CD in the mail a few weeks ago, and when we stuck it in the player, all the lights at NPR went out and disco balls suddenly dropped from the ceilings. Okay, maybe that didn't happen, but between 1979 and 1983, that was the golden age in Nigeria. It coincided with an oil boom, the return of democracy, and a lot of money flooding into the country. And all of those things made Nigeria the right place to be at the right time for musicians from all over Africa. And a new album compiles some of the best moments in Nigerian boogie and funk. It's called Brand New Wayo. Uchenna Ekone is the record's producer, and he joins me from member station WBUR in Boston. Uchenna, welcome to the program.
Hello, thanks. It's a pleasure being here.
So I mentioned a few of the reasons why there was this explosion of creativity in Nigerian funk and boogie between 79 and 83. Tell me why you think this all happened.
Well, like you mentioned, Nigeria was enjoying an oil boom. The 70s in general are often considered an era of excess. And I'm not trying to suggest that, you know, every man, woman, and child in Nigeria was swimming in pools of gold, because the distribution of wealth was still quite unequal, and the oil profits in general were grossly mismanaged across the board. But there still was this notion that Nigeria was a place where you could actually make it, that if you had the right degree or you came up with the right business plan or you got into the right hustle, that you could be living in the fast lane just like all the other big cats at the time.
You say the word hustle, by the way, and apparently this song that we're hearing, Brand New Wayo, the band is called, I love this, Mixed Grill. This song is actually, Wayo, I guess, actually means a hustle or a swindle?
Yeah, Wayo means trickery, hustle, swindles. So there was this mad rush for wealth at the time, and that's what that particular song is commenting on.
Tell me about some of the personalities on this record. Who were they? What were they like?
Well, one of the major personalities on this record is Chris Okotie, who was the predominant pop star of the early 80s. He was sort of like the Michael Jackson of Nigeria at that time. He was a law student. Up until this time in Nigeria, music was seen as the domain of dropouts and thugs and people who couldn't really make it in mainstream society. So seeing this clean-cut, well-bred, very articulate law student, it really changed people's perceptions of music. And it also showed that the music industry was becoming a lot more professional, and it was a place where, you know, respectable people could go in and ply their craft. Then, without warning and without explanation, he suddenly just decided to drop off at scene in 1983 and announce that he was going to school to become a pastor. And it seems that his timing was quite fortuitous, because after that, religion became such a big thing, and he had positioned himself to become an even bigger star than he had during his music career, as he became a very influential pastor and politician.
So this is a pastor, or a man who became a pastor, so singing a song called Show Me Your Backside.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think he likes to talk as much. He doesn't like to talk about that stuff much these days, but yes. Show me your backside. Show me your backside. A two for ten, a two for ten, a two for ten, a two for ten. Show me your backside. Show me your backside.
A two for ten, a two for ten. No, 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 no. I'm speaking with producer Uchenna Ekone about the new compilation of Nigerian funk and boogie music he's put together. It's called Brand New Wayo. Uchenna, let's take a listen to a track. This one's called Slow Down.
Slow down, whoa.
So this is a track by an artist named Gubemi Amas, and this is one of the few political, overtly political songs on this compilation. He sings Everybody's Looking for Power. And Uchenna, we actually reached Gubemi Amas earlier this week. He lives in Wales, near Swansea in the UK, and we asked him why he wrote this song.
Because at that point, Nigeria had quite a number of military dictatorships ruling the country, and we were beginning to see some democracy. And it was very clear to all Nigerians and others interested that it was all basically just for the power. It wasn't for the essence of really achieving anything for the population.
This record, Wayo, is basically music that comes out about a decade after the end of Nigeria's bloody civil war. What was the mood of the country at that time, in the late 70s, at the time you were making this music?
It was ecstatic. There was a big buzz around the country. There was so much money and enthusiasm around. And Nigerians being very enthusiastic people naturally without much help, and very creative as well. So there was no bounds. And probably the core was Fela Anikulapo Kuti.
Of course, the famous Fela Kuti. Perhaps the most famous Nigerian musician in history.
Oh, yes. You know, Fela was very, very political. Even though many of us in our own period of the 80s were not political, our own period was a lot more to do with fun.
So there you have it, Gubemi Amas saying that the music from this period, 79 to 83, was primarily about fun. Why, Uchenna Ikone, why do you think they didn't tackle political questions or issues like Fela Kuti did throughout his career?
On one hand, you can say that they were scared because they had seen the treatment that Fela got. 1977, Fela's house was burnt down, his mother was killed, he was beaten, shot at. So a lot of people didn't want to go through that same ordeal. At the same time, they really were not as interested in that. Fela increasingly moved away from music towards politics. I mean, I won't say he moved away from music because he remained very productive as a musician, but as you go towards the end of the 70s into the 80s, his music almost became a sideline to his career as a professional eccentric and rabble-rouser. So a lot of the musicians that came after that, they didn't want to get into that. And I don't know if they even really had the interest to begin with, but they definitely didn't want to do anything to endanger their lives.
There was another military coup in Nigeria in 1983, which is when this compilation ends. Was that one of the reasons why the scene just kind of died out?
Yes, it is. Because while the period of the 70s into the early 80s was dedicated in many ways to excess, there was a bit of a belt tightening after 1983. And overall, there was just a return to more conservative values. The flashiness, the flamboyance, the glitziness, all of those things were just sort of swept under the rug by the mid-80s. And you saw religion becoming more and more of a force in society, taking the place that pop music and film and art had held earlier on in the decade.
Do young Nigerians know about this music at all?
Probably not really. Most of this music has been completely forgotten. Some of the artists are still remembered, but they're remembered for work that they did a bit later. Someone like Chris Okotie, people do know that he was a pop star at some point, and there are a couple of his really big hits that people remember. But most of this material, no, I don't think anybody really remembers it at all, which is a sad thing.
That's Uchenna Ikone. He's the producer behind the new album. It's called Brand New Wayo, Funk, Fast Times, and Nigerian Boogie Badness, 1979 to 1983. Uchenna, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot for having me.
And, of course, my thanks to Gubemi Amas, one of the musicians featured on the record. You can hear a few tracks at our website, nprmusic.org. Our program is directed by Petra Mayer. The staff includes Phil Harrell, Kenya Young, Brent Bachman, Lily Percy, Lauren Silverman, Megan Kane, and Sarah Gonzalez. Our intern is Kevin Lasky. The technical director is Melissa Marquis, assisted by Arthur Halliday-Laurent, Michael Cullen, and Renee Pringle. Melissa Goh is the weekend web producer. Our reference librarian is Key Molesky. Rick Holter is our senior editor, and our senior producer is Matt Martinez.